Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Barbara Lewis bringing us back. Great song from the Wayback Machine. 23 after, thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Janet Christie is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. She's the founder of Leverage and Development. Put a .com on the end of that. That's your website, right, Janet?
It sure is.
Capitalizing on Being Woman-Owned is a book I highly recommend to you. Also, 101 Winning Marketing Actions for Small Businesses. They can find out more about all that and all the things that you do to help small businesses at your website, can't they, Janet?
Yes, absolutely.
Please check that out. And, of course, she demonstrates that every time she joins us. We're talking about family businesses, right, Janet?
Yes, we are.
What are some other things that people need to know about family businesses besides the fact that it's really, really hard?
I worked with a family-owned business this year, and I've actually worked with them before, and I think they represent several of the issues that can come up in family-owned businesses, and sometimes even ones that are just long-term friendships or business relationships. But 10 years ago, the man who started the business with his brother and later bought his brother out and brought his wife in, he died 10 years ago, and he had, at that time, older age, teenage children. Mm-hmm. The wife was involved, and now they could be a woman-owned business because she's the sole owner, even though two of the children work in the business. And there are a good many reasons, as you and I have talked about before, to capitalize on that being woman-owned.
Especially from a government contract standpoint.
And from large corporations, too.
Right, exactly. Who needs subcontractors in those categories?
Right, and she's been told several times they've lost some business because they haven't gotten certified. So a corporation chose a company that does the same thing they do over them because they were women.
She didn't fill a niche for them.
Right, and it may be a trendy thing, but trended for a long time.
This is not trendy.
And having that certification is important. And and she qualifies. There's not even any question.
Why isn't she doing it?
Well, the other things that you see in that business is the desk and most of the office where the owner sat has not been touched.
It's still a shrine.
They've never cleaned out that desk.
Wow.
She never moved into it. She was in a smaller office adjacent to it.
Wow, 10 years ago.
She never moved into it.
Wow.
Ten years ago.
Hey, folks, I'm sorry about your loss, but we got to move on here. Life goes on.
She has even remarried.
Wow.
And in that time, you know, the two children that work in the business are married and have children now.
Yeah.
Small children. And the son, there's only one son, three daughters, the son is now trying to fill the role, and he's even a junior, so he's trying to fill the role. But even he feels reluctant to move into that desk. He never sits there.
Mm-hmm.
So that has hampered them in getting business, and I think it's...
Well, after all this time, Janet, I mean, aren't you to the point where you say, okay, I can't really help people like this?
Yeah.
Some people won't get out of their own way. This is the story, isn't it, Janet? I mean, how many times have I said this, folks? You got to get out of your own way.
And in this case, it was the death of the main owner, but it can be lots of other things. And a lot of family-owned businesses, you know, are second or third generation, and the old ways may not be the best ways now because probably if you are in a business that your father started or your mother started, they weren't using social media.
Well, that's right.
They weren't doing some other
things. I wrote a whole book about this. That's exactly right. I mean, it's amazing how many people are out there, Janet, and as you see them all the time, who still think it's 1985.
And it's not. We can't do business in the very same way. Now, I'm not talking about principles like good customer service.
Nope.
And,
some things are fundamental.
But the way you act on those fundamentals may have to change. So hanging on to something just because it was the way that the founder did it is not necessarily a good business principle.
Well, that's the definition of insanity, isn't it?
Yes.
Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result.
And just because you hear your father or your mother's voice in your head does not necessarily mean that's the right business decision
that's right.
to make today.
That's right.
So you do have to move on, even in a family situation. And going back
that's,
to what we
that's
were talking
gotta
about.
That's got to have an impact on the employees. Feeling his presence like that, being the memory of that hung on. I mean, you got to be thinking. You know, he's yelling at them right now from some other dimension, saying, you know, hey guys, move on. I'm not there anymore. Move on.
Probably. And he had a very large personality. I did.
Yeah.
I had met him in the past, and he had a large personality. And as you know, that's very often the case with entrepreneurs. If you don't have a large personality, you may not.
When I shuffle off this mortal coil, they won't even let the sun set on this place around here. They'll sublet my office in about three hours. It'll take them 3 hours maybe to sublet my office. They'll just come in here and rake the top off the desk and put a for less sign out front and close that puppy up. Hey Janet, I need your website one more time.
Leverageanddevelopment.com.
All right, hey Janet, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate you. Come back soon.
Sure.
We'll see you next time. Janet Christie, ladies and gentlemen, she's the best. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.